Shur Yud in Ksuvos, by the Rosh Hashiva in Yeshiva University. Vav Tishrei, Heitav Shemem Zayin, October 9th, 1986, on Thursday. Continued. Continued.
This is a legal matter. So the whole essence of the subject matter of Gershon, so is the Moshe Be'alma matter. Mashiach is saying, may his bailoi die? It's an important question, whether he's alive or he's dead. I mean, apart from getting married or not getting married. So it's an extraneous matter, but it's relevant as to a Moshe Be'alma. He's dead, so she can get married. He's not dead, she's not alive. So that's another matter, that the subject matter is not the Moshe Be'alma matter. It is an extraneous matter. So in the Raisi doesn't say, what the Gemara says, that only because he's different, much more than the truth, otherwise it wouldn't be memorable. Because of Dorish Be'avo, that's the Be'avo. The Be'avo, it's considered Dorish Be'avo in as much as the most important issue in this testimony is whether the wife is allowed to get married or not. Some women with the Rabbono, it's considered Dorish Be'avo. But in the rights, it's not even considered as a Dorish Be'avo. Because it's only you means the Be'avo. Only the Rabbonim says that Moshe Be'alma. So maybe the Chachamim hang on with the Mamru and the Tichim, the Shachmat, and the Sefer, he counts all of the flesh. That is the sheet, that's the sheet of the Rambam. Now, let's see the Rosh Hashanah Rambam. What is it?
The Rambam's
verified to the Rambam as well. That's right. We apply our Rosh Hashanah, you'll meet the Rambam.
Even to the Imam.
Let's say, suppose somebody made a subway, he executed the will, and he says that he's giving this subway to his fourth cousin. The question is, who is his fourth cousin? And then the Zahar will come and say, this person is his fourth cousin. So remember. Because the being is about he's not testifying as to the Dorosh Be'alma.
When Ramban is developing this, you can tell with some people the money is crisis for things, unless there's a specific rule, but in this case, you too.
I understand.
What seems to come out from this Ramban is that in general, the value of most things, money is crisis, unless there's a specific area where we know that you need too. Give me the impression again.
This is the truth according to everybody. There is aloha, one second, there is aloha of Vedas in Monein and there is aloha of Vedas in Dorosh Be'alma. But there is no aloha that in general we need to aim in the country, in Yahweh and so. There are only certain categories of testimony that require to aim. Those Monein, Foshes, and Dorosh Be'alma.
Yeah, and you would say there's only certain categories for one age of that, for example, Israel.
What?
Yeah, because it doesn't have to suffer a lot.
But
it seems that most places require two.
This is your own creation. Everything requires two ages. But we have to have a special dress of culture that one is enough. That's your creation. No vision mentioned it. That's your creation. You see, the Arab Amir immediately discusses this question, why do Shtei Sayyaras require? He discusses it. And it's not such a simple thing, according to you, without my kind of question. Everything requires of this, except the sword. So, it's not like that. The Dorosh Be'alma requires aging because there is a special use of possible. Money requires aging because there is a special use of possible. Nefoshes require aging because there is a special use of possible. But not everything requires aging, but Yisurin is an exception. Not like that. Right now, let's see the Rosh Hashanah. in the Yadin and Munis of the Yechud, it's not clear whether the Yechud and his Bible is one of the Isaiah or is the other. So we saw like it takes the shaking means it's the other. And because of Yishkiah, the Tachamla, the Gavna, the Yer, the Gavra, the Yer. The case is Yishim, Yishiki, Yishis, and the Rai. But, in the Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah, the answer is, in the Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah, so there is no view of what here we have other world. The Shite of the Ramban is that in the Rai say, the Rosh Hashanah. Because in the Rai say, it's like, Ishtamidui. So it's news about me that the subject matter of the testimony is not in Dovah Shabbat or subject matter, it's an extraneous matter. It has not conveniently got the Dovah Shabbat. It has a relevant thing without Dovah Shabbat. But it's not the Dovah Shabbat matter. It's an extraneous matter, but in the Rabbanim consider Dovah Shabbat or something the Chachamim in one of the Reina. What is the issue? Yes.
How do you
learn
about
Moshe Ba'al? All right. All right. Now, so inasmuch as we are discussing the moments of Yahweh and Shiloh, I won't mention, I mean, what we mentioned, let's read by someone to remind you, I mean, the Rashi in the Shabbos, that at the end of Shabbos, so he says that it's based upon a king of Unishma, but Rashi doesn't say it in respect to the moments of Yahweh generally. Only in respect to the moments of Eden to Eden. Only in respect to the moments of Eden to Eden. The Jewish Arajbo mentions a king of the respect to the moments of the general. But Rashi limits it only to the moments of Eden to Eden, not to the moments of the Yahweh. Why only in respect to Eden to Eden? So the Rashi is not difficult. The Rashi is very good because there is a Roshan in the street. Leyoku Midechol, Yish, the Cholodim of the Chatos, the Cholodim of the Chatos, who did he come with? I thought there was a Hummus, no? Drawing the test, Pasuk Tezrov, Leyoko Meyachot Deish, Vecholobin Vecholchatos, Vechol Chayit Asheyachto, Al Pishnei Eidim, Al Pishnei Shoeidim, Yokum Dova. So, the Sikri says, Leyoko Meyachot Deish, Deish Udein Kom, Avol Komu Leyish Ish. This part. So there's a verse. The Yachod is Nemon, so then there is no Kashi. Kashi says in respect to Eden to Eden, sexism and psychosis and Yahudism. Not what we need to do, but that is based upon a king of a woman in his vision. The Hashbore, the Jews, have all mentions it in respect to the Hamas and Yahud generally. So it's based upon a king of a woman in his vision. So he always says it's not smart, but actually the Hamas and Yahud. So these are all the cheaters. I mean, respect the Hamas and Yahud. Now, let's see the Rosh Hashanah. In the beginning of the creation, Allah has said, "I'll reach you by now." Kibbu shi'itim chachomim mo'ayis. I'm sorry. I'll reach you by now. Shi'itim chachomim mo'ayal va'achmu o'bei yisisho. O'yed v'shich o'yakom ha'masiach o'zim. Ve'id n'kei, um v'achsav, u'v'loi v'risho v'kira v'risho v'am. Shalo yitifido teiro ala oda shi'id v'shom v'shkot yoyis. Ale vidovo shi'at yochi v'am v'al v'yidei. נקסב ובלגישו חצירה כאילו שתשארנו בין שישרוי רבים עכשיו ראי בזה סקוס וראי בזה אם נאמה ביודאי כאילו וואי כאילו נאמה נאמה שספיקים ומסקט נאמה 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 שספיקים ומסקט נאמה נסליגה של המנבאי וואי נאמה 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 And the other thing means, you should buy your music. And the Chinah Shechmah, they were saying for the culture was, the Rambam only mentions the music of the Jew, because he's destined to be a supreme, so the person living in Shaka knows that he'll be, become the Peter as a liar in case their husband will show up. So, but you should buy your music, that the Rambam doesn't mention. So the Rambam is master. Now the question is, according to Rambam, time analysis, is it in the right say or it's in the other? So, from the beginning of the Rambam, it's mashma, it's in the right say. Because the Rambam says, Vik shebin yachoshite chachamim ayalva achmi wadu yisicha. O yalvishit koyat manisir vittimei, vay nidei vini yaksav vay nishkir vishdam. Shalo yukhtiva teiro ala ala shmei kishom yukhtir yis, אל בדובו שינת יוחד ודעם אליו בוי אל בדעים ובדוסון כשאימי שזה אור התצרי וזה אל בדובו שם שלם אליו בוי איף ניס לבין יוי שלא יתריד על זה אין ראיד יוחד ושום אין because it's highly, highly unlikely that a man should testify falsely, should lie in something that he's definitely going to be a state. If it's not true, the husband will someday show up. So in Melee, it's highly unlikely to be personal life. So it's mashma, that is in the right, say, like it is tishen. But then, at the end, he says, V'tichoh ha'chiluch ha'chonim devozeh, v'indim be'idyachot n'chishikon n'chav, v'nitvishu ha'chireh, v'nishon n'ishan v'nishorah. So he says, v'tichoh ha'chonim, and v'nishan v'nishorah. But I think some mention of this is tishen in the Russian drama. And the base of the Rambam, it seems that it's in the Raisa. And from the sake of the end of the Allah, it seems that what I think is in the Raisa of the Rambam. But, as the Rambam, how did, what did the Rambam do with the Gemara, you should buy the Minutes in there, you should be doing it, Hakel Rambam. But the common Rambam in the Raisa is not the Rish of the Avo, only the Rambam. So he says, the Gemara is explaining, once the Chachamim were in Zakir, that it is the Rosh HaBe'avoy, even though in the Raisa, it's considered as an extraneous. The Chachamim are Misakim, it is the Rosh HaBe'avoy. So why are the Chachamim not here? So let them be Machmiya. So you should be not the Rabbonim, they're not Machmiya. So the chapter Rambam is the same way. It's in the Raisa. Because the Rosh HaBe'avoy is a time that there's violence in the Omen of Hore. So what difference does it make? How I know? Whether I know I'm based on the Yim or I know I'm the base of the Bundim. So here there is an umdeneh that yields it to Abidah Reguli on Mishak Rabbi Yishin. So God, But the Rabbanon, the Chachamim are machmir. The Chachamim are machmir in the Rabbanon. So we should be machmir by the Shishis. So because of the Gune, after the Rabbanon, we didn't want to be machmir over and above the Raisei. But with the Raisei, because on the basis, I think that is the same. I mean, it's mashma from many of our workers in Rambam that this is right. Now the question is raised: according to Rashi and Shabbos, when you choose a Rashi, according to Rashi and Shabbos, the reason being is memory, because of Akino Abin and Vishnu, or according to choose a Rashi, the Sandeho is memory generally. Because Akino Abin and Vishnu, so then there is a very difficult halachic in the Gemara. The Gemara says, in them is, if he gets to this, and he testifies that he is fire, so then any person is not a woman to get married, and the woman got married, and she has children, then the husband showed up, so it states in his own day, and the blood is a mamza. So the question is, why is the blood a mamza? So why is the blood a mamza? So, she's the best of here and our memory. We will discuss it. Where is she? Oh, yeah, it's here. Very fine to choose a Rashi and the Rebbe. Anyway, to choose a Rashi, it's only going to spend time. And to choose a Rashi, so the Rashi himself mentioned that. So he said, the Chachamim are only makir the Yidushin in a case where the husband never shows up. So then, since the Rashi is not Memon, maybe the husband is alive, and then she's in his shoes. So if the husband never shows up, then the Takanis Chachamim was that it's Akin Abon Bishmei. But in case where the husband does show up, then the Chachamim are not Akin. And we have to say that, otherwise it's more precious that it's not Akin Abon Bishmei. That's what it was. I thought it's probably easy to do this, but I can't find it right now because I don't want to spend the time. So you choose another. It is there. What page? What? 22. Okay, thank you. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Page 23. Yeah, the right is out of the But as he chose the husband, I mean, he's not chosen the husband. So I mean, it's a strange situation. How can a Chacham say he is a monist? The Rais is not the one. So possibly she's a Mishishish, and then she gets married. So the Chacham, by saying she's allowed to get married, now in effect, each her don't here. So he says, no, they're not each her don't here. Because if the husband will never show up, so then the Chacham must get Yidushin. But the Chacham will only not get Yidushin if the husband never shows up. But if the husband does show up, then he will not get Yidushin. So then the blood is on. See, strange thing. Yes? What is it? No, she doesn't have the hashish. Most of the times, so the husband will not show up. Even if the husband is alive, but if she didn't show up until now, so he will not show up anymore. So but if he does show up, so then the hachomim will not talk. Right, now. So this is the shiva. Now, I just wanted to point out one thing. In respect to Teis Vashiva, Teis Vashiva says that it's rabba. Because the Chima Shechmar on the same page, but I can use this, it's the Vardin. So it's the Vardin, some mele, so yes, here, Chacham Lachadamadiyah. What is the Vardin, yes, here, on the other? So Chacham Moeika, the Yisrael Shishish, what are the Chacham Moeika? That's not the Vardin. So the Vardin means, even though it's not the Ides, and therefore it's not the Ides, but it seems that we do it, and I don't mean to be. So Mele is game to Hagoras Ides. So Mele, they declared it like Hagoras Ides. But the question is, so they declared it like Hagoras Ides. That's the pshat. But not the Chacham nor each of the Yisrael. But what difference does it make? Whether it is like I would say it or not. But assuming that the husband is alive, then she's in Yisrael. So how is she allowed to get married? The Chacham will not take her. If the Chacham had it, she has to be each of the Yisrael. The husband is alive, she's in Yisrael. The Chacham said, the Arika the Isa the Shish, the Arika the Isa the Isma. But that's inconceivable. Chachomim don't have the care to be Arika the Isa the Isma. Only if you show them in the meal set, you can be Arika the Isa. But we can only be the Chavishem of the Mitzvah, a Chavishem of Edes. But Arika the Isa the Shish now. So how can she get married? All right, the Chavishem Edes. Kind of Chavishem Edes. Suppose the Arabians, I'll ask you another question. Suppose 280 come, 280 prominent in the Arabic community, everybody considers them as very prominent. But the Isha herself knows that 280 is aligned. Do you know? you should be allowed to get married. Of course not. If Misha knows that if we're even alive, that the husband is alive, but Bezin is becoming the agent because Bezin doesn't know that they're alive. So of course, she's eclipsing if she gets married. But what avails the fact that Bezin is a heter? Bezin doesn't know. Bezin has to act according to the Din HaTorah. But there is a lot of in Zinn also in the Torah. I mean, there is a Misha knows that even alive, so she's an Misha. She's insanity lazy. So here, how can we apply the principle of Dovah Adin, Chon Nebukiah, because he's day to day. So what is day to day? But he can be the right thing, the anonymous. That means there is a possibility. With the right say, it's a suffix, whether it's Mesbaya or not Mesbaya. How shall I be the Dovah? And how do Bezin give her a heter if there is a suffix? If there is a suffix, how do Bezin give her a heter? So the pshat is power. But if Hashem says, over the question, if Hashem says, it doesn't involve any action. It's not a question of action. Because there is a deal. So true in Deutsche Bauchschneid. That means an Idechot is not in Ibarra, he's not demo. But the Umdin is Nibarra. Means that Abdul Glui is Nibarra. Ishidaiko means it is Nibarra. So after all, the other people, besides this, Chazok in the Tereb says, Mame, Mikke, this, that. So this is an extraneous Echochet. So who cares whether there is Eidin or there is no Eidin? Idechot is no Echochet, if it is an Idechot. But here we have other Echoches. The Umdene of Yitichimash, Yishadayko means it, and means it Abudu Yiduye. So can we say that we also agree? And if there hadn't been an Echoche, it's not fair to say. It's Echoche, and the Rabbana, and the Reis, not the Echoche. It's not fair to say. It doesn't make sense. Echoche means, there is a Echoches, it's not fair to say. Echoche, the Reis, Echoche, the Rabbana. Echoche is Echoche, the Reis, the Rabbana, it doesn't make sense. So if it's a chochem in the rabbonon, it's a chochem in the rice, there is no such thing as a chochem. You can say in the rabbonon, a partial chochem. Even though it's not a chochem, mure is also right. But to say it's a chochem, mure in the rabbonon, but in the rice is no chochem. I mean, it's like saying, in the rice, the husband is the wife, but in the rabbonon, the husband is dead. I mean, it's not trying to say such a thing. Doesn't make sense. So all the shame of that since there is an internet of Mitzabino Duye, and you should like a Mitzabino, so there is a Choche, the husband is dead. But the Bible is that he says that we have to resort to the Shkia of Chon Machdom Matira, the Shabbat Isaac. Now you mentioned that he's Meshavar and Meshavar. Now, is there any subject that when Meshavar is finally to find Jews, even the not. So they come to Bezin and they testify. So the only subject may be their line, but still this is also a question. The call is postulated. So what can you say? It's a subject. It's a subject, maybe the line has a choice. That is a question for Krishnan in the war. And the Rambam says in the Shamish and Salavan, you can not even come and testify. In a way! He can't become the Eves, he's not an Eves. So it's no. So what it is? So it's even supposed to be Shnai made in Yom Yavon. We have Bezin can be something only out of the Akhuras list. And with the notating, if they should have best book in the world. So Bezin cannot be this one. It's even supposed to be. It's even supposed to be. So the Eves, so the Eves, So Kate says that he also agrees with the decision that with the Aisha there is a problem. But there's a question of which I need to know from the war, and we have the officer of the government in the name, so melee the same there's a question of according to the reading applies to Dov Shabbos. So even if we are sure that the husband is dead, but if there is no reading, Bezin is not allowed to give her a heter to get married. Not that there is chilek on the oneness of the position. He agrees. that there is a chacham. What there is double the one woman, so there is a person of shining of double. So this is not allowed to give her a heter to get married. So cash means how I can. So that's also the message of shining of double. So this it says insofar as Nisa of shining of double is concerned, which implies Nisa for this to act on the basis of Nidachot. So get the Chachamim worried, get Nisa. But as far as Nisa and Shishish is concerned, we know there is a Chochah that the husband is dead, so it's not Nisa. So that applies to me and other Rabbi. Now, so next year will be after Sukkot. So that means almost 3 weeks. Okay, now, I thought that I would cover the Sukkot of Yod by other before, all right? So, we also be on. So, you have to be prepared. You have to be prepared on the whole Gemara of Yod Vayaveh, and also the Gemara further about Amines and Aveles until the Peyam at Beis Igoyal Mao Lido Zichel of the Shabbos. The Peyam at Beis. That's the new thing. But so there won't be any sure until the city. So now please to everybody. Thank you.